working as a great team this fall. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 157. Hello, I'm John Fugler, your athletic scholarship coach and your host of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm a dad of two scholarship athletes who are all grown up with kids of their own now. I'm also a CEO of Recruit Me, a podcaster, author, and speaker. And it's so good to have hosted this show, I think, for over 3 years now. And it's been a time that I've just loved interacting with families, with parents, with athletes. I know podcasting is one way, but I've had some great interviews along the way with parents and some questions that you've asked me. And I'm going to answer those probably in the next few weeks here. Have another couple shows on Q&A. So get yours in. Email me at john@recruitme.com. john@recruitme.com. This episode, we're going to talk about teamwork, getting you set for the fall. Here we are in August already. Oh my gosh. And we got to be ready, huh? Some schools are kicking into gear in the next week or two. And it's hard to believe they didn't do this when I was growing up. But they do it now. They start early. I want you also to take a look at on Amazon, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. If you look at that, it could help you out this fall. A complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. Lots and lots of families are getting that. You can get it in Kindle. You can get it in paperback and also in Audible. All three formats. Audible is great because you can listen together. You can find it on Amazon, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. It will, indeed. I dig in and give you takeaways that you can use immediately. We're in the summer recruiting series. In fact, we're winding it down this month. But I would just want to get into something in a transition show that will take us from this summer into looking into the fall. And it's all about teamwork, and I'm going to talk to you more about that. I want you to do something for me if you would, and I thank you for those who have. I really would like to really blast off this fall with the podcast and help more families. There's every year, there's a number of families that are done with recruiting and other families that are just getting started. You can help me out by giving me a review on the Apple Podcast app of this show on iTunes. If you would do that, it's very easy. They made it really easy to do on the Apple Podcast app. If you'd go there and just give me a review, and that helps put this podcast in front of other families, and they'll listen and learn what we have here in each 15-minute session. So I just want to mention that, and I thank you very much. I'm a firm believer that this is not a process you can go through alone. Athlete, if you're going through this alone, if you're the one on the leading edge of this and you don't have a parent who's come alongside you, I would encourage you to get somebody, whether it be a coach, a teacher, a guidance counselor, another parent. You cannot do this alone. You want to be the leader in this, but man, you cannot go through it alone because this is a long road and you need help. You need a teammate to go through this with. Parents, you can't do it for your son or daughter. Again, it needs to be teamwork. As bad as you want them to get a scholarship, if they're not interested and they're not going to do the work, then hey, it's not going to happen. You need your son or daughter to say, I'm in, I'm all in. Athlete, you need your parent to say, I'm in. If you can, just get your parent to come alongside and work with you on this, if at all possible, but please don't go through it alone. In our family with our twin sons, when we went through this process, I took the lead. I had certain responsibilities, and our sons followed. I really helped them work through all the elements and all the steps in this process, all the way from the opening letter at that time. We didn't even send emails, to the video, to player profile. I constructed that, but they sent out the letters. They went ahead and wrote them, typed them up, put them in the word processor, personalized them, sent them out. They were actively involved in the process. They took the phone calls. However, I was there. I was, as one parent said, I feel like I'm the secretary. And you are. Parents, you are the secretary. You want to help out, but put your son or daughter in front because the coaches are recruiting them and not you. Although they are recruiting families, they can learn a lot by an athlete's family. So this is a team experience. If you don't have that laid down as the foundation, you're going to have trouble along the way. If you're having trouble right now because one of you is taking the lead, the other one's not following, you're just not getting the kind of help you need in doing this together, this might be a good time in the last couple weeks of the summer to spend some time together and talk this through and say, you know, Mom, Dad, I really need your help. I can't do it alone. Here's this website I found. It has some resources we can use. Here's a book I have. Would you read it? Come alongside me. Would you do that, please? Or parent, really get your son or daughter into this and let them know that you want to do this together, that it's not just you taking the lead and doing all the work too. I'm going to give you three things that you can do in order to work together well as a team. Think about this, apply it as we head into the fall. First thing is spend time together. I already alluded to that. If there's a problem, then get away together. Get out of the house, go down to the coffee shop, whatever, go out to dinner, and sit down and talk about this scholarship thing, the athletic scholarship. And parents, find out what your son or daughter is thinking. Athlete, find out what your parents are thinking. Do you have the same desires? Parent, you may find that your athlete doesn't want to continue competing after high school. You want them, but they're not quite sure that they want to move on. If their heart is not in it, then this isn't going to happen. Spend time together getting to know what each other is thinking at this point in your scholarship journey. Maybe you've been on the recruiting road for several months or maybe a year. It's time to check in and refresh. Refresh for the fall. Make some commitments to the process. Make some commitments to each other. It's good to get away, get out in a neutral location, and have that honest conversation, whether it be the beginning of the process, midway, or you're rounding third and heading for home this fall. This is a good time to make sure you have your teamwork together. So get together as a team. Second thing is you want to work a plan. So you're a team, you're working together. What are you working on? What are you doing? The steps, the five steps to an athletic scholarship, I've got those all laid out for you. You need to have a plan of where you're going. Otherwise, you'll be derailed. It's nice to have great intentions, but great intentions don't get athletic scholarships. You have to work a plan. Sit down, set out what those steps are, what you're going to do over the next month, and maybe from now through the end of the year, what you're going to do in this plan. Set a goal where you want to be by the end of the school year. How far along do you want to be? What's the goal? Where do you hope to be by then? What tasks do you have to do to work the plan? I don't know where you are in the scholarship process, but there are things that you need to do, and you might know what those are right now. You need to lay those out, put them on paper, and work the plan. I mentioned the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Get that. It's really an inexpensive purchase. What a great investment for you. Use that, and it has the plan in there for you. Also, if you went on my website, the freebie there in the Recruiting Power Pack, First Steps to an Athletic Scholarship, that's the beginning of setting the plan. So that's totally free. Go ahead and get that and begin working the plan. One, spend time together. Two, work a plan. And here's the third thing. Have fun too. You got to have fun. You got to have some decompression time. I remember with our boys taking a 2.5-hour drive every weekend in the fall to play baseball in a town 2.5 hours away. We had fun, not just being there and not just me sitting in the stands watching them play and them out in the field, but it was the drive back and forth that we'll always remember. That was fun. You got to have some fun experiences too in this process. It's so easy to get wrapped up in this, get totally focused, too focused, and not really enjoy it. And this becomes work. This needs to be an enjoyable experience. You're going to have natural built-in pressure along the way. One, competing in your sport. Two, competing for an athletic scholarship. There are going to be so many things you have to do. The communication from coaches back and forth and can be intense. It takes a lot of time. There's a lot. There's a lot of action in this process. That's why you need to have fun. You need to create some environments where you can enjoy time together. Some of that may be have nothing to do with sports at all. Nothing to do with sports. You just get away and you say, hey, we're going to take a week off from this recruiting thing. And on Saturday, we're going to go fishing, or you're just going to do something different together. Have some fun. Don't take it too seriously. Yes, it's serious. Don't let this pursuit of an athletic scholarship rule you. It's important, but it's not the most important thing in life. Have fun, too, in this process. And do it as a team. Do it together. Parents, athletes, do some stuff together. That's not sports, and that's not scholarships. It's just plain fun. I hope this sets you up for the fall. Ramp it up. The first thing you can do is that first tip that I gave you is spend some time together, and that could be your first step as you work as a team this fall. Secondly, you want to work a plan. Get a plan down. Even if you just have to do a quick outline right now, get that started. Put it on paper. That's important. And third, have fun too. Well, we'll continue our summer recruiting series next week as the summer winds down in many parts of the country and you're getting ready for your fall season. I hope it's been a good summer for you. Good thing you might want to do is just go back and listen to other episodes of the podcast. That would be a good thing for you to do. Maybe get you fresh and get you momentum heading into the fall. Hey, this episode two in a row that have been less than 15 minutes. That means next time I can go 18 minutes. Anyway, God bless you. Have a great week. If you have a question, email me at john@recruitme.com.